Oh, those, bro stews.
Yeah, this is a thing that, hops around in your garden and eats insects. And, sometimes people say that they give you warts if you touch them.
I'm trying to think what that is. I think I know.
Toads?
Toad of frogs.
Heard of toads?
Toads. I think I have. Okay.
What is the thing that you use when you go fishing? You put on the end of your hook?
Fishing pole.
Yeah, a little animal, long squiggly thing.
Worm.
Okay, can you tell me about some different kinds of worms?
No, it's in the one worm. We know we dig up the ground and you can see those brown worms, you know, long ones. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. And then most people that fish with is shrimps.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
They most say those are good. Well, better than the worm to fish with now.
Okay, what is a hard shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
Snail. No. Turtle.
Okay. Is there something like a turtle that lives on dry land?
Mm-mm. I don't think it is.
You heard of a terrapin?
I think I heard of a terrapin. But I doubt that. I thought that he lives in the water, too. It's, you know, like a turtle.
Okay. This is a kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams. It has claws, and it sort of swims backwards. They look like lobsters, but they're real tiny. They're about this big.
They're not melons. They call them crawfish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is... What are the things that get in your wool clothes and...
Moss.
Mm-hmm. And what's the little insect that lights up?
A lightning bug.
Okay. Do you have any other names for that? Okay. What is the thing that... It's an insect that bites you and it itches when you...
Mosquito.
Okay. And I want the name of a long, thin insect that eats mosquitoes. That hovers around water.
Mosquito hop. They eat mosquitoes too. They have wings.
Uh-huh.
Two of the wings on each side and they long. They're mosquito hops.
Yeah, okay. Any other names for them? Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of stinging insects do you know about?
The yellow fly is a stinging insect. And when he does bite you, it swells your fingers up, or hands. Any way where he bite, it swells up.
Okay, now what does he look like?
He's yellow. He's just like an ordinary fly, but he's more yellow.
Oh, I see. Do you have yellow jackets?
That's what the name for him, yellow jacket.
Oh,
uh-huh, that's what.
But you call it a yellow fly.
Yellow fly, yellow jacket is the name for him.
Okay, now there's a kind of insect that builds paper nests. You ever seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Or they build mud nests.
Seen that.
Wasps. How about, can you tell me any other insects that sting?
Let me see, no. But the one you tell me would be a wasp does. It has a house, but it does, the way they do this, the house, they puts them up in your roof or outside your window. And them the ones that makes their house out of mud.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that's where they have theirs up in the corner of a house on the side of the window, because you have a time getting rid of them. You don't stick some fire to them, you know, we'll get rid of them. And if you get in their way, they'll get on you and sting you. And I had one stung me one day.
Mm-hmm. Wait, stop for that. Okay, what do you call the small insects that can burrow under your skin and they itch? They bite and
grow on your skin and itch.
They go in there and they're real, real tiny little things. You can barely see them.
I have never seen them.
Have you heard of chiggers or red bugs?
Probably red bugs, but not the chiggers, you call it.
And what's a red bug to you?
It's something like a made up of, it's red.
Mm-hmm.